Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Today, we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the early history of the Muslims, Imam Hasan al-Askari, alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. Imam Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam, the father of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, was the 11th Imam of the infallible Imams from the Ahlul Bayt of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. The blessed and pious Imam carried the banner of Islam, undertook the goals of the religion, and sacrificed his life unto this way. He was indeed a fountainhead of knowledge and wisdom. He faced many incredible difficulties and tragedies and hardships in order to spread and promote and keep intact the high values and goals of the religion of Islam. Truly, there are so many countless favors that have been bestowed upon the Muslims by the divinely appointed Imams, the infallible and immaculate Imams, including Imam Hasan al-Askari, alayhi salam. Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we are humbly speaking about the dialogues of the 11th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. His Eminence has these very beautiful conversations, very profound conversations with his companions. Within these conversations, of course, His Eminence talks about a whole variety of different things, and each one of these things, they can really help us to, live a better life, a pure life, to live this life of the pure Muhammadan Islam, which of course brings both prosperity in this world and the next. We find in one such conversation that Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, he talks to his companion and he tells them that they must behave with good morals. This, of course, is something which is, I know it's relatively simple, but it's incredibly important. You know, if throughout our life, day in and day out, we were able to follow this one principle, to behave with good morals, you know, whether we are with our friends, we are with our co-workers, we are with our family, we are with our, you know, wives and children, or whether we are in our community center, in the Islamic center, in the masjid, in the Husayniyah, you know, whether we are out on the streets or in the school or the university or the college or at a park, for example, we must always behave with good morals and good etiquettes and good ethical values. So once we started to list all the different places that we go to and that we're present in, we start to realize, wow, there really are a lot of places where we have to be careful how we're behaving. And so, yes, superficially, it seemed like that what Imam al-Askari alayhi salam was telling his companion was something that was incredibly simple. But when you start to think about it a little bit and you see all of the different variables that are involved with this statement of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, you find that no, this is something that is quite expansive in its nature, and it has a lot of different places that it can be used, and there's a lot of different aspects to this one simple statement. And of course, if we start to behave with good morals, with Islamic morals, with ethical Islamic values, then of course the people around us will be affected, the people around us will be influenced by this positive Islamic behavior that we're coming up with. And this can really begin to change our environment. Of course, we have to try our best to have these good morals. And this really reflects upon us as a Muslim when people see that this is what Muslims are like, when people see that this is the way that Muslims behave, it really makes a difference in their opinion about Muslims, especially in the present day and in the last few decades where there has been a lot of anti-Muslim propaganda all across the world. These good behaviors and good morals on our behalf can really be a benefit to Islam. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Askari, alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
He says, and this is a narration from Sheikh Saduq, talking about Ahmed bin Ibrahim. He says, I went to the house of the Imam in the year 262. This is Ghibat al-Sughra time already. This is after the wafat of the Imam. In his question, he asked her, Hakima Khatun, he asked her about the location of the present Imam, who was very young at that time. And he said, where is the child? And she said, Mastur. Mastur means he is in occultation, he is in concealment, you cannot see him. And so Ahmed bin Ibrahim now is asking Hakima Khatun that if we have issues and you and your are not available, where do you refer to? And this is where Hakima Khatun says, you know, إِلَى الْجَدَّ أُمَّ عَبِي Muhammad. Refer to the grandmother of the community, the mother of Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salatu wasalam. Ahmed bin Ibrahim was a learned person. And for him, this was a very unusual situation that, you know, we are being referred to a lady. And so he says that Imam Hassan Askari is the one who actually arranged all this process. You know, what was the precedence for him to say that people can also refer to his mother, the grandmother of the community? And this is where Hakima Khatun responds by saying, Iqtada'an bil Hussein bin Ali. That you don't have to go that far. What you see now is very similar to the example of Hussein bin Ali. That Imam Hussein alayhi salam appointed Zainab to be there, you know, to shield Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Many things would be uttered by Zainab, which were actually from the fourth Imam, but it will be declared to the public in the name of Zainab binti Ali salawatullah alayhim.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.